Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This Derek Favors. Here's your Jazz Game Rewind.
Get on your feet and cheer these guys!
Welcome to your Jazz Game Rewind in what may have been the funnest game of the year. I honestly have no idea where to start. So let's start with this. I love this team. I love this team. This was a game where the Jazz could have gotten blown out, but instead they came in and did the exact opposite. So let's dive into the details. Let's start with the opening tip, where right from the get-go, everything seemed destined to go against the Jazz.
All right, let's go. Jazz in their purple, Rockets in their white, and the opening tip, Rudy Gobert just got called on a foul on the opening tip.
Are you kidding me? In my life seen anything like
that. Jerry Sloan's going to come out of the crowd and punch Courtney Kirkland again. Rubio, left-hand drive, gives it to Crowder. Crowder and Harden flops, and the second foul on Gobert. Well, that's a game changer right there. Yeah. Courtney Kirkland screwed this baby up from the tip. And now Rudy Gobert sits down at the 9:13 mark of the first quarter. Two not very good calls. Yeah. That's disappointing. Big game, a lot of implications, a lot of feeling on it. And Courtney Kirkland screwed this one up from the tip.
What did they say?
And by the way, do you think it's coincidental that Rudy Gobert got fined this week and Courtney Kirkland had that comp?
He's been kicked out of the ballgame.
Wow.
Gotta be kidding.
That's right. Rudy Gobert was ejected less than 3 minutes into the game. That first foul call made zero sense. And then James Harden earned the Actor of the Year award with his flop to get Rudy his second and in a bad mood. The stadium went crazy after the ejection. And for the next little bit, the game was solely about the refs. They made terrible calls left and right, lost control of everything. It was unbelievable. But this is why I love this team. They didn't die. They didn't fizzle out. It started a fire. They regrouped, executed their game plan, and took over this game. Let's send you down to David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
2:51 left in the first quarter. Chris Paul driving on Dante Exum, short with a mid-range shot, rebound Korver. Dante going to get the run tonight. The backup point guard, Cephalosha, Udo in the game.
Well, they're really trying to pick the Jazz up really, really high now.
Well, they're denying Donovan the ball, so someone else got to come get it. Korver does. Korver dribbles off a Cephalosha pick into a contested corner three, no good. Yeah, really tough shot.
Yeah, they're really starting to pick up their perimeter defense, and they're picking it up.
21-16 Jazz. Rockets are 27th league defensively over the last 10. Driving is Eric Gordon, cut off by Udo. That's what he does, denying the drive. It's a moment in shootaround today where he denied a shot and then yelled, "That's what I do." Donovan driving by Nene, lays it up and in. 23-16 Utah. Eric Gordon driving, lost the ball. Cephalosha picks it up, has Dante on the right side. No look pass, Dante dunks! 9-0 run by the Jazz. Wow! Rockets don't have a field goal for over 5 minutes. 25-16, Chris Paul attacking Dante. Drives, stops on a dime. Passes it to Donovan, who's not on his team. Turnover, Donovan leaves it out for Korver. Behind the three-point line, he can't get the look. Crowd would have gone crazy. Left corner, Dante. Drives on Nene. Into the lane, right-hand floater. Good, Dante Exum. They switch everywhere. Dante taking advantage of a 27-16. Yeah, 11-0 run.
I cannot put into words how important Epe Udo and Dante Exum were in that first half. Both players' roles have been very limited this season, but Quinn knew he could count on his team, and they delivered. It was beautiful.
Donovan wraps it around to Ingles. Left side three, Jazz lead it. This crowd is energized.
Now, as you expected, the Rockets made a little run to end the first half, and it looked like the momentum was going to shift. But then the second half started. Let's send you back down to David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
Ingles fires a three on the first possession and hits.
Ties Brian Russell.
Thank you.
For, what, fourth?
Third all time. The ejection, you've seen what he did, swiping everything and then yelling at the official. What's
absolutely
your thought on that?
He definitely deserves that.
Capella driving at Favors, travels. By the way, Chris Paul reached 17,000 career points tonight. Joe Ingles has tied Brian Russell for third all-time on the Jazz three-pointer list with 540.
Now he's only 145 behind Gordon. He can get there.
The way we're shooting him these days.
Yes, he can.
Jazz, Ingles comes off a pick, gets the switch. Crowder now on the left wing. Another switch. Rockets switch everything. Top to Rubio. Chest to Ingles. Closed by Ennis. Ingles gives it back to Rubio. Ball fakes. Kicks to Crowder. Angle left three with somebody flying out of his good. Jazz hit just four of their 16 three attempts in the first half. They hit their first two to open the third quarter, and they lead 59-45. Those were two mammoth possessions, Ron. Harden driving,
beauty,
turns it over. Here comes Crowder. Chris Paul's back. Crowder goes at him, draws the foul, finishes the bucket. What an opening sequence to the third quarter by the Utah Jazz.
The Jazz didn't look back after that and completely annihilated the Rockets in the third quarter. They started the fourth quarter up by 35 points. And I'm sure the Jazz fans loved every second of this annihilation. Now, on the Jazz Game Rewinds, we usually do an MVP of the night, player of the game, what have you. Well, I just don't have any idea who to choose. I mean, literally everybody on this team stepped up and did their part and made sure the Rockets knew who was in charge tonight. So I'm going to just start naming players at random who impressed me tonight. First has to go to Derek Favors. With Rudy out, Derek Favors had to take over the center position, which is particularly tough against the James Harden and Clint Capella pick and roll. Derek Favors didn't just come in and hold down the fort. He took over the fort. He became captain of the fort. He finished the game with 24 points on 10 of 13 shooting, 4-4 from the free throw line, with 10 rebounds, a steal, and a block. He finished the game a plus 22, and that was all in 26 minutes.
Over to Ingles on the right side, guarded by Capella. He fires the three, it's short. Favors grabs it out of the air, goes back up, no, tips again. Yes! Derek Favors, relentlessly battling down low, puts the Jazz up 21.
Tonight, he was better than the reigning MVP and the quote-unquote point god. Which brings me to Ricky Rubio, whose last 10 games have been exactly what the Jazz needed. Tonight, he played his role perfectly. 13 points, plus 13, with 6 assists and 3 rebounds. Nothing crazy, but he managed the game, played solid defense, and hit shots when the Jazz needed.
O'Neal rotates to Rubio, corner 3, good!
I've already mentioned these two, but I have to give them another shout-out. Dante Exum and Epe Udo were both phenomenal. Epe's stat line won't impress you much. 6.6 rebounds and a block. But he earned every minute he was out there and stifled the Rockets on defense. They thought with Gobert out, it would be easy to attack him, and he proved them wrong.
Udo switches on to Chris Paul. Udo fades back, forces, and that Rocket's not ready to launch. Do you not understand that Epe is Nigerian for Lion?
That just speaks to how incredible this team is. The Jazz can get a blowout win in a game where Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell combined for 8 points. The Jazz season has been a little up and down, but I think they've found some consistency, and I'm excited to see where the future will take. That said, the Jazz head to San Antonio to take on the Spurs on Sunday at 5 p.m. You can listen to that game on 1280 The Zone. Then the Jazz return home Wednesday next week to take on the Miami Heat, which will be a fun revenge game after that heartbreaking loss just a couple nights ago. So make sure to go to utahjazz.com and get your tickets today. Again, the Jazz win this one in a blowout, 118-91. And trust me, it wasn't as close as the score says. If you want more coverage from tonight's game, you can go to lockedonjazz.net, where you can catch David Locke's Emptying the Noggin and his postcast featuring Ron Boone. This has been your Jazz Game Rewind. Thanks for listening.